Podcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome. Welcome to Social Media Coffee Talk right here on EPN, the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network. Whether you're a brand new entrepreneur or a Fortune 100 company, EPN has the podcast, the programming for you to help you succeed. My name is Harrison Painter, and I will be your host for today's program. Are you guys ready? Well, let's do it. All right, for today's program, I am going to give you five steps to better social media marketing, especially for your local business. Now, most of the information out there on the internet today is kind of vague, right? Or it's more set up for world domination, if you will. Now, most of you out there, 80%, 90%, whatever that number is, probably is not Hewlett Packard, Coca-Cola, Ford Motor Company, right? You're the small business owner sitting in Shelbyville, Indiana, right? Small town, Nebraska, Tallahassee, Florida. And you need to attract local consumers. And that can be a little bit tricky in social media because it's such a chaotic, loud, crazy platform, right? Well, I want to help you with that. And I want to take that down to the local level. I want to create a blueprint for you and help you succeed. That's what it's all about. That's it. So today we're going to look at five very simple steps to get you started on the path to digital media success. Now, I understand social media can be intimidating. It's misunderstood, and for a lot of folks, it can be a huge waste of time if not done correctly. The good news is you have me, Harrison Painter, Social Media Coffee Talk, EPN, all in your corner. And I have made it my personal mission to help as many of you out there succeed as possible. So let's get started. Step number one, have a well-defined plan. Now that may seem like common sense, but most people don't. I consult with all kinds of companies, small to large, celebrities, athletes. I see it every day. People don't have a plan. And I understand, look, it makes sense to beta test things. You throw some things against the wall. You want to see what sticks. I get that. But eventually, you're going to need to formulate a well-defined plan and execute it with focus. Too many companies appear to be just testing the waters, right? Dipping their foot in. Not really committed to anything of substance. Now, part of that is maybe not fully believing in it, right? Seeing if it's a fad, if it's something that's going to pass. I think we're well past that now. I think we can pretty much all agree that Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and video marketing, all of these things are here to stay. I don't think we can run from that excuse anymore. So you need to decide how your company is going to utilize these social media platforms. For one example, are you going to use it as a customer service platform? If so, then you need to create a well-defined customer service plan. Right? How are you going to interact with customers? How are you going to determine an acceptable time frame to answer questions that come in through the platforms? How are you going to deal with any positive and negative comments that come in? There's another excuse that I hear quite often. We don't want to get active in the social media space for fear of the negative comments. But look, some of those negative comments are a huge blessing in disguise, and here's why. Number one, it could point out a problem that you have in your company, in your policies, in your plan, allowing you to fix that. You might not realize they're there. You're going to find out. You're going to be able to engage that person who made that negative comment and have an opportunity to win back their business. And while you're doing that, while you're addressing that issue, other people are going to be watching. That can be pretty powerful within itself right there. And look, there's always going to be those handful, that the few people that are always going to be negative, right? You can't please them no matter what you do. But please understand, most consumers, most people engaged in social media are smart enough to figure that out. If you just have that problem person, we're going to know what we really are. We're going to look at that. We're going to understand that. So don't be afraid of that. Positive comments. Now you can go out there and thank people for spreading the word, for saying good things about you. You can favorite a tweet on Twitter. You can showcase that customer on your blog, on your Facebook. And they're going to tell their friends and family. And we know word of mouth marketing is the most powerful marketing that there is. So have a well-defined plan. Number two, have realistic expectations. Look, the chances of your YouTube video covering our company has patented carpet cleaning technology that is the best in Kansas City probably going viral, 5 million views, pretty slim. It's probably not going to happen. However, having that video on your website and using a solid call to action might just get you 1,000 views, a couple hundred emails, right? In your local target market. You put a call to action in that video, you have that email sign up on your website, that's pretty powerful. That's powerful. Local. Think about that. As you build this list of customers and prospects, now you can create an email campaign that keeps those people informed of your products, your services, and your specials. And this next thing that I'm going to say is very important, very important. So please listen to this carefully. Viral should not always be defined by the number of views, but more by the number of targeted views. 5 million views on YouTube might not make you a penny. Might not make you a penny. But if you had 1,000 views in your local target market, you get 10%, even 10%, even 5%. 5% to sign up for your call to action on that email list. That's pretty powerful. That's leads that you never had before. Think about that. Local. So step number two, have realistic expectations. Step number three, execute. Your plan should have a well-defined timeline of how much time and money that you're going to invest in this space. Please do not let social media become a wasted space of time consumption. Don't. Playing Farmville is not social media marketing for you. Hitting refresh all day long is not social media marketing for you. Have a plan, have a time frame. It doesn't take much to leave TweetDeck up on your computer to monitor your account, right? To answer questions. Everybody should, at this stage of the game, if you're running a business, have a smartphone. You can get updates sent straight to your phone. Okay, so it doesn't have to be a time sink. Execute according to plan and stay within the parameters that you have defined. Changes cannot be made until you know what works and what doesn't. And this is achieved over time with realistic expectations and by analyzing metrics. So step three is execute. Step four, measure. Nothing in social media, blogging, video marketing, anything digital matters if you are not measuring it. And without step one, having a well-defined plan, what are you measuring? If you don't have a plan with goals, well, I don't know what a person can possibly measure out of that, at least not effectively. Now, I know the topic of metrics scares off a lot of people. But please know it doesn't have to be rocket scientist. Again, most of you out there are not Hewlett Packard and Coca-Cola, right? You're that small business. Start off by using free and simple tools. And I'm going to give you three of them right now. Free and simple. Number one, Google Analytics, an extremely powerful tool. You embed the code in your blog, and statistics start coming up. How many people visited your page, where they came from, all these different things. Google has a great training program, a lot of videos. You can hire a guy like me to help you. So you have many, many options. Number two, YouTube Insight. If you're doing videos, and you should be, you put those videos on YouTube, they have their own analytics program there. So you can kind of see what's working, what's not working, how long people are spending on your video, this, that, and the other. Another free tool. And number three, MailChimp. MailChimp is an autoresponder email campaign that you can create. It's free for the first 500 people on your list. Very effective. And they have a great training program over there as well. Now, I'm going to be covering a lot more on measuring in the very near future because I honestly feel it is one of the most misunderstood pieces to the marketing success puzzle. And again, I know it's one that scares a lot of folks, and we're going to cover that. But look into those three tools I just gave you, Google Analytics, YouTube Insight, and MailChimp, and you're going to be well on your way. So step number four, measure. Step number five, listen. The digital space is changing rapidly, and you and your team need to stay abreast of the ever-flowing landscape that's out there. No question. There are certain things that are just difficult to measure. That's the fact. Sentiment. And look, I understand there's many developers out there working on these programs to measure sentiment, right? Positive and negative remark, this, that, or the other. But the fact is, most of us can't afford those tools, right? Most small businesses, they just can't afford them. And you might not really have the traffic for that investment to make sense right now anyway. So what's the solution? The solution is good old-fashioned listening. Right? Your customers and prospects are going to tell you what they want. They're going to tell you what's wrong. They're going to tell you what's working. Just listen. And then that data can be used to make the necessary changes to your plan. Just takes a little time. Takes a little time. So step one, have a well-defined plan. Step two, have realistic expectations. Step three, execute. Step four, measure. And step five, listen. All right, so in the coming weeks, we're going to go deep in each and every one of these steps. But use these five steps as your basic blueprint to social media marketing. And please know, I am here to help you. That's what it's all about for me. I want to see as many of you out there succeed as possible. Again, I'm on that personal mission. Well, all right, that's it for me today. My name is Harrison Painter. Follow me on Twitter at Harrison Painter. My website, coffeewithharrison.com. I do a video series over there, speaking of YouTube. And I'm also the host of the Locker Smash podcast. I get to interview a lot of amazing people, athletes, Super Bowl, NBA champions, things of that nature. Check that out. In this show, visit us every week, every Wednesday. I will have a new episode out for you guys on EPN, the Entrepreneurs Podcast Network, right here, right now. All right. Have a great week. Blow it up. Make it happen. We'll see you next Wednesday. Love it.
This episode of EPN is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.